Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, we're halfway home on a Tuesday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Thanks so much for being here. Appreciate you very much. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer of the program. And Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Rarely do I get nervous with a microphone in front of me.
Really, like, rarely.
Like, very, very rarely do I get nervous. But I do feel like this is one of those instances where I'm nervous.
When was the last time you felt like you were nervous with a microphone? The roast. I was a little nervous.
I actually felt pretty good. I had a couple of whiskeys before.
That's true.
I did not have a couple of whiskeys this morning.
When we did that event at Petco on the stage, I was nervous.
That was fairly nerve-wracking. Yeah, that was tough. But this is one of those instances, and I'll tell you why. I've had an idea for a while. And I've tamped it down, and I've tamped it down again, and it keeps bubbling up to the surface. And I talked to my wife about it for the first time this morning before I left for work. And I wanted to get her reaction, and to see her buy-in immediately certainly helped. So the mental health aspect of this platform is one that we'll use.
I went to therapy yesterday.
Yep.
Couldn't recommend it. Enough.
We'll use it. I'll defend it. All of those things. But I started thinking always, what else could I do? Could I do more? And I think the answer is unequivocally yes. And I don't know necessarily what it looks like right now, other than the only comparison that I guess I could make would be to like have an AA meeting of sorts, right? Alcoholics Anonymous, but not for alcoholics, for maybe men that are scared to talk about it, see a lot of it. You know, I get called names and stuff for talking about it before. You're weak. You know, I heard Schilt's little pregame interview kind of is what I was thinking about this morning when I woke up. And I don't know what it necessarily looks like right now, other than a group for men that is a safe spot for them to come in. Now, I'm not a licensed therapist, so I'm not going to be in there leading some seminar, nor am I okay ever, you know, like it's a constant struggle. I am no pillar of mental health, but I do believe in it, and I am very much in favor of giving people, men, a spot to come in and say, hey, I'm trying this thing out. It's not going to be religious based. It's not going to be me leading the charge. It's just kind of a community of us together. Don't know where I would do it. Don't know how often I would do it. Kicked around maybe once every other week. And I remember, I'm a guy that wants to do less. But this one, to me, keeps appearing in my life, in my head, in my heart, all of those. And I'm like, I think this could help people.
Hi, my name is Steven, and I have feelings.
Yes, something to that, something of that nature, really. Like, you know, you say it like that, but it's absolutely right. You know, a support group, if you will, where guys can come and sit down and come with all of your preconceived notions. Come with your reluctance. Maybe just come to listen, you know, where you can go in, share, be there for each other. Because, again, it's not to be exclusionary, but I feel like men have a much harder time talking about it than women do. I do. And I feel like we need some spaces like that. And so, again, don't know where, don't know what we'll call it, don't know how many people will be there, don't know where we'll host it.
It's like a mental health roundtable.
Yeah, brought to you by Roundtable Pizza, Pizza Royalty. Correct.
I think there is there's a notion that something has to have happened to you before you need a support group.
Correct.
Like, oh yeah, I was in the Iraq War and I'm in my PTSD support group. Great, you know. And there are some avenues out there for people who have suffered traumas and gone through stuff in their life and they need help dealing with it. But you don't actually have to go through any trauma to have mental health struggles. And where are the support groups for people who, wasn't abused by my clergy.
Right.
I didn't serve, you know, in a theater of war, but I still have these nightmares, these fears. I have these self-doubts all the time and I don't know who to talk to them, about it.
And
I get it.
Believe you me, I keep pushing this away. That's the thing that gets me, is I keep pushing it away. Like, no, no, no. What are you doing? You're inviting this. You know, don't do it. And it keeps coming up. And normally when I push something away, it stays away. And this one has not. And this one has not stayed away. And so I'm going to do it. And I am just going to put my head down and try to get this thing done.
Andros in the chat has a suggestion for the name of the group.
I saw
it. You got a problem.
I saw that. I don't want to tell people that they've
got
problems. They know that they have problems.
You got a problem.
And I feel like, you know, therapy can be really expensive.
Hard to find.
Hard to track down. And again, there is opportunity here to bring people in, speakers, you know, that can come in and we listen, you know. And then there's opportunity to go around and just share, this is what's happening to me. Does anybody have any advice? Or just get it off your chest. You know, don't come in and, well, let me tell you what I would do. No, just come in, get it off your chest, and have people that are there for you. And know that, hey, man, every couple of weeks I can go in and talk about things. And I'm like, no, 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 no. And it just keeps saying yes, 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 yes.
I've said it before on this show. So I've gone to therapy now for like 9 years.
Yep.
And I got really lucky. I found my therapist like pretty early on. Everybody told me, like, don't be afraid to try different therapists. You know, if this one doesn't work, there's somebody else that can connect with you a little bit better. I've been with the same person now for like almost 10 years. And it's been life-changing. Yeah, it sucks that it's expensive, not covered by insurance. You got to pay for it out of pocket. But it's not even negotiable anymore. It's part of my budget moving forward. The thing about therapy is it's somebody – you could have the best relationship in the world, like with your partner or your best buds. But there's still aspects of they don't maybe always tell you what you need to hear or what you – they might cater to what you want to hear, not – as much what you need to hear. Your therapist, they block all of that out. They're only concerned. They don't know any of the people that you work with or that you're talking about or anything like that. Their only concern is your well-being.
Yeah.
And that's invaluable.
Yeah, and so KG says, start a Discord because the impersonality of being online would help people to open up. I can't do it online. It's got to be in person. We need to look each other in the eye and let, you know, our fellow men know it's great that you're here. It's cool that you're here. You know, I've been a part of Bible studies and things like that. Again, this is not religious at all. This is just for people that may not have ever. I just feel like, you know, when you feel like maybe you have a bit of a calling a little bit. I've never really felt that before of like, hey, man, you can help some people here. And you know how important being a dad is to me, how important being a better husband is. And I don't know. I just kind of felt like, all right, I kept saying, stop. You don't want to do this. And it just keeps popping up. And so I talked to Hannah about it this morning. She was all in favor of it and then sent me several suggestions of places and things like that. I don't know. I don't know. I just know that the seed of the idea has started to sprout a little bit. And I think, you know, this is something that is beyond, you know, entertaining people on the radio, talking baseball, whatever. Just a place for guys to be able to come and feel like, you know, you don't have to come in and be nervous. You can come in and just share. And again, keep it anonymous, first names, whatever. And, you know, come back and be there for each other. I just think things like that are important. And I just don't think there's enough resources, too. That's the other part, is there's just not enough resources for people that need help. And, you know, if I can use my platform to be that resource, that's what I want to do. So that was my idea that I very, very feel very nude right now talking about. But I do feel like I can get it done. I'm going to tell you right now, it's probably going to be up in North County. I'm not going to travel a lot.
Well, I think ultimately... Yeah.
We got a room at the Boys and Girls Club in South Bay.
Love to take it on the road.
You know, I'm supportive of this idea. And, you know, get it started on a small scale. Yeah. I don't think you want to have, you know, a ballroom of 700 guys. It has to be a somewhat intimate group. You know, a dozen around in a chair in a circle. It can't get too large. If it goes well, perhaps there are tier ones who can start their own, you know, groups as well around the county, different places that are more convenient for everybody, and maybe you can help organize a little bit just with your connections of the audience and everybody. But yeah, I don't think you need to, you know, rent out you know, some concert space and have a big theater where people are trying to share their feelings. This inherently has to be a smaller scale enterprise.
Well, you know, I don't want it to be a seminar either, just a place to go and feel like, hey man, this is where I can go, I can let it out and be done with it, you know. Yeah, I mean, anybody that listens to me every day knows that, like I said, I'm trying to do less stuff, you know, and for some reason it just keeps coming up to the surface to where it's like, hey man, this is I'm open my eyes to it instead of kind of turning from it. So yeah, I'm working on it behind the scenes, if you will. And no, probably not Pacers. I mean, that could be a fun night out, Keegan, but probably not going to be at Pacers. But I just need to find, you know, you need to find space. You know, you need to find a space where you can go sit, like you said, man, circle the wagons a little bit and say, all right, Mike, go ahead. All right, Bill, go ahead. You know, go around and you know, just be there. Spend an hour together, you know, share your story and what's working for you, what's not working for you. And so, yeah, I'm all in favor of that. And I don't know what I'm going to call it. You know, I don't know how I'm going to announce it or anything like that.
You got a problem.
I can't.
I kind of like the round table of mental health.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Commercial free.
But there's the work that needs to be done. And again, I think men's reluctance to to do the work sometimes is... That's the biggest problem right now. And if I could help one person be a better dad, a better spouse, better friend, whatever, better employee, better human, because I fall short of all of those, like, every day. And so you guys would be helping me as much as I would be.
It's amazing what you can unlock within yourself.
Yeah.
You didn't even know that you were fighting. You had no idea you were struggling with it. Something... maybe traumatic that happened 20 years ago. You thought you were through it. You thought you were over it. No, you're not. I mean, when I first, I remember when I first told my mom that I was going to therapy regularly.
What did I do?
I'd been to like 3 meetings or sessions with my therapist. And her first thought was I a bad mom? Like, did I do something wrong? I said,
absolutely not, man.
This is just me. And I don't even think anything's like inherently wrong. I'm not like sorting through like major trauma or anything. This was, you know, 8 years ago. I'm like, I just want to work on myself and improve myself. You know, you go to the gym and you work out muscles, like your brain is like a muscle and it needs attention.
Yeah. And the longer you ignore it, for me, the longer I ignore it, the worse it gets every time, every single time. So I just think, I think it's a good, I think it would be a good thing for a lot of men out there because, again, you know, you talk about it on the air sometimes and you get called names, you're called weak. You know, I love what Schulte said last night, you know, asking for help doesn't make you weak. It's actually the opposite.
Schulte is definitely not weak.
No, it makes
you strong.
And I was
glad to hear him say that. It's good that role models that are viewed as strong guys can still say, yeah, but... You know, I struggle.
Well,
it's not easy.
Skip Schumacher talked about his mental health. I mean, it's just all these people I admire, and they've been so open and honest about it that I thought, what better platform to use? Because who knows? You know, who knows how long we're going to be here? But if somebody felt safe enough to come in, sit down, and share their story a little bit, I think it'd be pretty cool.
I didn't realize this. Louis Hahn says, our friends at Emo Brown have a men's group called the Link Up in the South Bay. That they do.
So maybe that's
kind of a model.
Phenomenal work.
It's
This is not an original idea by any stretch, but it was definitely one that I thought I can spearhead this thing, you know, using our audience, certainly. You know, I'm not trying to make money off of it. This isn't going to be a business or anything like that for me. This is just something where, you know, I'm always fine to give money, but what else am I doing is what I ask. And this would be that.
You always impress me.
Thank you, Benny.
And that was very brave of you to even throw that out there to everybody. No. But I hope you like the response.
Yeah, very much.
I think almost universal support in our chat. Paulie and I are very supportive of as well.
Getting some texts about some potential locations and things like that, too, which is great.
Good for you.
That's what we want to do.
All right, now get your head right because you got take on Woods coming up.
Oh, God. All right, here we go.
In our next segment. We need a contestant if you want to try to call in and qualify for our grand prize trip to Las Vegas. Now is the time, 833-288-0973. We've got our five-question musical trivia challenge. Tier 1 v. Woods coming up in our next segment, 833-288-0973. Call in during the break. And then at the bottom of the hour, the Incorporator, Jesse Agler. What a great game it was last night until it wasn't at the end. Jesse, you know, he always puts everything in such good perspective for us as well. So we'll talk to Jesse coming up at the bottom of the hour. Stick around. More Ben and Woods coming up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Before we check traffic, though, I want to talk about SDFatLoss.com. It has been almost 2 years now since I started my journey with SDFatLoss.com. Following their program, my counselor laid it out for me. Doctor developed it, but she told me, okay, here's what you need to eat, when you need to eat. Now, they gave you some choices within that realm. I ate a lot of chicken and steak, just normal stuff from the grocery store, broccoli, some Brussels sprouts sometimes. Yeah, I mean, you know, you stick with it. And I lost weight. It really did work for me. Up to a pound of fat per day, I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. Cheated a couple of times. They'd say, it's fine. Everyone's going to fall off and have a moment where you just get right back on and the weight starts dropping off again. That's the great thing about SDFatLoss.com. Don't have to exercise. You're not relying on the injections, which, by the way, when you stop taking them, hunger comes back, weight comes right back on, and you don't have to buy any shakes or bars or mixes. Nothing extra required. Love all that about SDFatLoss.com. So many Tier 1s have done it. Thousands of pounds lost in San Diego. You can join them. Take advantage of the spring special right now in the month of May. Get $200 off the program at SDFatLoss.com. Go there to schedule your free consultation at SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think all of San Diego's feeling a little stressed after last night's ninth inning collapse by the Padres and Robert Suarez, but they can get back on it today. Game two of the series, 6:40 tonight, and Dylan Cease coming off his best start of the year. Didn't turn into a win, but he was outstanding against the Yankees his last time out. He'll be going up against right-hander Jose Soriano of the Angels. Samuel, have your Eco Water SoCal Padres pregame show.
Dylan Thief
at 5:40 today. I hope Dylan Cease truly is locked in like he looked in his last
start.
God,
he looks so good. So good. Yeah, we need that from Dylan, man. That's what we're expecting from him. Michael King was fantastic last night, man. Absolutely fantastic. You hate to cough up a dub for Michael King like that. But it happens. Robert Suarez, Like Schulte said, turns out, in fact, is a human being and not a cyborg that just is perfect and saves. It sucked. There's no question.
Trevor Hoffman blew one out of every 10 saves in his career. Robert Suarez is on a better pace than that right now this season. You've got to give him another opportunity, and hopefully it comes sooner rather than later. We'll soon have Jesse Agler on the air, but first, let's get to today's game of Take on Woods. Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm. Security and fire alarms for every business. We got you, and we got, is this Noah?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. It is Noah. All right, Noah, you are a category today. You're a contestant today. Here are your categories to choose from. We got All Aboard. It is our train category, actually submitted by some tier ones. I'll tell you about that if you choose it. A groovy category, word groove in the title of all of our songs. And the new category today, as easy as 1, 2, 3, five song titles with three letters apiece. All right, All Aboard, a groovy category, or as easy as 1, 2, 3. Noah, what would you like to play?
Let's do the All Aboard.
All Aboard. All right, I will explain it to you. Today's category, submitted by Tier 1's Julie and Howard. They play Take on Woods almost every morning. I appreciate the submission. The word train factors into all the answers, artists, and song titles in this one. So you'll get 60 seconds to answer as many as you can. If you don't know one, pass. We will come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question's the two-second song. Paulie will play the music. You need to identify the song title and the artist to score that point. Noah, are you ready to go?
Ready to go.
All right, Noah first, then Woods. We compare scores. If you beat or tie him, you will qualify for our grand prize drawing. It is tickets to see Bruno Mars in Las Vegas, a show at the Dolby Live at Park MGM on September 3rd, two-night stay at the Park MGM, and a $100 gift card. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Paul, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Noah. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Category is All Aboard. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
The Drop to Jupiter by Train.
Correct. Gladys Knight sings about heading back to the Peach State, in which signature hit recorded with the Pips in 1973.
Midnight Train to Georgia.
Correct. Ozzy Osbourne was going off the rails, in which solo
Crazy Train.
Correct. Which 1966 debut single by the Monkees was also featured in seven different episodes of their popular television show.
Oh, man. Pass.
People around the world, join hands in which 1972 number one hit by the OJs?
Love Train?
Correct. Which 1966 debut single by the Monkees was also featured in seven different episodes of their popular television show? Last one
and
for you here.
It's, I feel like it's a city. There's a city in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Train to Boston.
Yes, it is the train, but not to Boston.
Are you serious?
It's the last train to Clarksville. And I'll meet you at the station.
I hope that one doesn't come back to
I don't know. He could. Woods could trip up on one of these at least. Ty goes, of course, to the tier one. So let's bring Woods back in. Stay on the line there, Noah. All right, Noah's score is locked in. Is it going to be good enough? We will find out in 60 seconds. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Noah.
Oh, it's Drops to Jupiter by Train.
Correct. Gladys Knight sings about heading back to the Peach State, in which signature hit recorded with the Pips in 1973.
Midnight Train to Georgia.
Correct. Ozzy Osbourne was going off the rails.
Crazy Train.
Correct. Which 1966 debut single by the Monkees was also featured in seven different episodes of their popular television show?
Last Train to Clarksdaleville?
Yes.
Clarksdale. Yeah.
People around the world join hands in which 1972 number one hit by the OJs?
All the world join hands. Love Train.
Oh, I feel so bad, Noah.
I knew that fourth one was going to be the difference.
Oh, I think you got it. You got your answer in. It was one continuous stream of answer. It was Clarksville, not Clarksdale, but you said it. You said it correctly.
Clarksdaleville.
I've got to give it to Woods here.
What did Noah get?
He got fun. He said train to Boston or something. He knew it was a city, just didn't come up with the Monkees.
I mean, technically, I think I said Clarksdale.
You started Clarksdale, then you said Ville. And I feel like it was one continuous answer, so I'm going to give you this one.
I don't want to screw my boy Noah, though, for a 4 out of 5. Right. You can qualify
All right,
him.
Noah.
I'd say qualify
Woods has self-ruled.
Yeah.
And we're giving you the tie.
I said Dale.
We're giving
first.
You the tie. He said Dale first before Ville. We could go back to the tape and listen.
I'll give it to him.
All right,
give it to him.
Noah, congratulations. You're qualified for the grand prize drawing. Don't know that you're going to win it, but you're at least into the drawing at the end of the month.
It's tough for the other people that have Clarksdaleville is what I said, and that's not it. So I just think about Jeopardy. Would they have given it to me on Jeopardy?
I don't think so. Probably not. They're pretty strict on Jeopardy.
They are.
I should be stricter with you and a little looser.
That's
with
fine. We want people to qualify.
We do.
Because we like winners.
Good game today.
I like tires. Ties doesn't bother me.
Tier 1's Julian Howard submitted that category called All Aboard.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was really good. Really well done.
Jesse will join us when we come back. Voice of the Padres, the Incorporator, on a Tuesday. Get his perspective on a rough couple of days for your San Diego Padres. That's coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Quickly, my friends, let me share with you about QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in non-surgical relief for joint pain with over 50,000 satisfied patients. So talking about knee pain, hip pain, back pain, shoulder pain, they can take care of it for you. They did it with me with my wrist. So if you have achy joints, give QC Kinetics a call first. That's what I would do first. I did it, was skeptical, went in. I couldn't be happier. I'm on my way to the gym after this. I'm lifting heavier than I've ever lifted in my entire life. I could not pick up a 5-pound dumbbell, 2.5, 3 years ago when I sat in here. And now, again, thanks to the treatments at QC Kinetics, stronger than I've ever been. No question about it. So call QC Kinetics for a free consultation today. Learn about these cutting-edge treatments that can help you live your best life. Think about it, man. Look outside right now. Stunning, stunning day. A day maybe you used to play golf or ride your bike or go surfing. They can get you back in the water, back on the bike, back on the golf course. 619-614-PAIN is their number. 619-614-PAIN. It's QC Kinetics at 619-614-PAIN. Let them know Woodsy sent you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you.
Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Excited when I see a new read pop up on the sheet that Paulie gives me in the morning. You ready for this one, everybody?
Yes.
Reading this dry. This hour of Ben and Woods is brought to you by U.S. Wellness Meats. Top 10 must-haves for grilling season. 1. Meat. 2. Meat. 3. Lots of meat. Well, you get the picture.
Grill what's the, his name for your new
grill
idea?
The best tasting meats on that? The planet from uswellnessmeats.com. New customers receive 20% off and delivery right to your door for free.
He said, read this part of it again. Meat.
Top 10 must-haves for grilling season. 1. Meat. 2. Meat. 3. Lots of meat.
Save that. That's the one I wanted. Sorry. Thank you for doing it again, because that's the one that I definitely wanted. Now, we did not throw that one in. That's a real one, by the way.
Hot beef.
Yeah, hot beef.
All right. Jesse's standing by. We will get to the
Lots
Incorporated.
Lots of meat.
Thank you.
Coming up next year on 97. Lots of meat.
Yes,
97.3 The Fan.
Yes.
Lots of meat. Jesse, we could talk about a spectacular night last night at Petco Park, a glorious first eight innings, an unbelievable atmosphere, a sensational performance by Jackson Merrill, who was just unbelievable. This kid is amazing. But, of course, we've spent a lot of the morning talking about the ninth inning and what happened, which was unfortunate. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you guys.
How are you?
I am well. I'm very glad to be home.
Yes.
I don't understand how that was only 10 days or 11 days.
Seemed longer.
It felt like at least 30 or 40. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Really? I felt, you know, different. We're here. But it felt longer for the fans, too, back home watching it. I can't even imagine what it was like for you guys.
You've gone on long road trips before. Even the ones where you're not playing the best teams. When you go to those East Coast, three cities, rain delays... Most teams are happy, to, you know, 4-5,
yeah.
You know, even 3-6 isn't a disaster. 6-3 is really
good.
An outstanding road trip for one of that length and that much travel involved.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I mean, 7-2 would have been better, obviously.
Elite.
And it's funny because I think everybody looks at the last Rocky game as like, oh, that was it. But to me, it was actually the one that got away in New York that sticks in my craw. You know, I think I understand the Rockies were 6-34 or whatever going into the game on Sunday, but like they're going to win games and like, you know, it's Colorado. I don't know. Like to me, that wasn't anything that bothered me necessarily. But the one that got away in New York was a little bit frustrating. And, you know, I mean, it's an interesting moment right now because everybody in the bullpen was like basically unhittable for the first month of the season. And you knew that that wasn't going to last. And we know that, you know, these things ebb and flow, go up and down. And you know, yesterday was perhaps the culmination of some of the what had been mini struggles in the bullpen that, you know, got a little bit louder yesterday. I'm not saying that as like a cause for alarm, But it's definitely, you know, a thing to have your eye on right now, because it's sort of like the whole group was just dominant and unstoppable. And now, you know, most of the group, it seems like, is going through a little bit something. But these things happen. I can't imagine anybody's particularly worried about it, particularly and especially when it comes to Robert Suarez, because he'd been literally perfect, you know, until last night.
Yeah, what are your thoughts, too? I mean, you know, you play with an ex, or you work with an ex-big leaguer. You know, you talk to Schulte all the time. You talk to managers. I am of the opinion, Jesse, you know, it's different level. I manage a team of adult league players that some of them throw really hard, and I just kind of let them figure it out. And that's just kind of what I do. It's like that's Robert Suarez out there. If anybody's going to be able to fix it on the fly, I trust that guy with a 0.51 ERA or whatever it was going into that game. When the tying run came in, okay, that's probably it for you. I'm going to kind of give my guys a chance to get the save, as dicey as it may get.
I think, you know, one of the things to remember when we're having that conversation about, you know, when to take the hook out is, and I remember us talking about this last year, and we had a whole conversation. I don't know why I remember it so vividly. I was in Philly. So whenever that was last season, and you guys, and I think some of the tier ones were a little bit miffed as to why Mike Schilt was always talking so positively, even when things were not going well.
Yeah.
You know, this is before they really got rolling last year, obviously. And, you know, I made the point that Mike was around the previous couple of years, this team. And I think what he saw, combined with his own beliefs, his true beliefs of leadership, was that he was going to have his guys back, even if short term, maybe it looked a little funky from the outside, because he understood, and he was correct, that in the long term, and it's always the long game when you're talking about baseball in the regular season, it was going to benefit him to do so. And I think, you know, maybe yesterday was a little bit of an example of that. Look, if that's, you know, game four of the NLCS against the Dodgers,
yeah,
is it going to be handled a little bit differently in the ninth inning? Yes, absolutely. I would think so. But it's May, whatever, yesterday. I don't know what day of the week it is. I don't barely know what month it is. But, like, it's May, whatever, yesterday. And it was like, all right, I'm going to give this guy every opportunity to try and get it done. And then, you know, it ends up being literally at the end, right, a worst-case scenario. Like, if Alec Jacob comes on and gets a double play ball or strikes out two guys, you know, it's like, okay, you know, game's tied. Let's go win it, you know? And so I think, you know, dialing in on, like, oh, did he leave him in too long or all that, I think that's probably missing the bigger picture point, you know, and in baseball, again, in the regular season, it's always about the bigger picture point.
You know, Jesse, I want to talk more about Mike Schilt, because I always thought, hey, if I was ever lucky enough to be in that role, I'd be a straight shooter. Be honest. You know, it's always, honesty is always the best policy. Mm-hmm. And if my guys struggled, yeah, I could say it and it wouldn't be the end of the world. And when Mike Schilt first arrived, it kind of bothered me how positive he was. And as he's gone on, I've realized, no, I think he does it the right way. He has his guys back no matter what. They play hard for him. You know, they've got a really tight clubhouse. And I think the way he sets the tone is part of it. And I finally realized what it is about me that bothers me. I feel like Mike Schilt doesn't trust the fan base and the media to be reasonable sometimes. Like, we should be very reasonable. Robert Suarez struggled once. That is not any reason to criticize Robert Suarez, come down hard on him. There shouldn't be any think pieces in the UT or, you know, radio hosts going on a tirade or a rampage about Robert Suarez today. No matter what Mike Schilt says, he doesn't have to defend him. We know that Robert Suarez is great. So I sometimes feel like he doesn't trust me to know that already when he's defending Robert Suarez, but he's not directing at you, Jesse, or me. There are unreasonable fans. There are unreasonable media members out there, and he just wants to make sure that no one is in any way has any excuse to go out and write some hit piece on Robert Suarez today because of one bad inning.
I think you're even thinking about it too deeply. And yeah, for sure, he's aiming it at some, you know, imaginary unreasonable person who certainly exists. But he's also aiming it at Robert Suarez.
Yeah.
And that's first and foremost. You know, him backing up Robert Suarez last night is saying to Robert Suarez, which I'm sure he said in private also, but it means something to say it publicly. Hey, man, next time, I don't want you even caring what just happened because I'm sending you right back out there. So what he said, what was it, Peralta and Morahone, when they gave it up in New York, he's like, I'll run those guys right back out there tomorrow night. You know, I mean, and again, that's instilling confidence in your guys. And look, to your bigger point about how he handles it and how you in your, you know, sort of fantasy land of being a big league manager with him.
Oh, we all imagine that fantasy land occasionally, right?
Yeah. I imagine when you first had that fantasy, it was not recently, right? It was probably younger time in your life. And times have changed is what I'm saying in sports and in baseball in particular. And yeah, I mean, really up until the last however many years you want to say, that hard-nosed direct approach is what worked. You had a bunch of hard-nosed direct guys in the clubhouse. The players today are different than the players then. So if you came up with that fantasy, you know, when you were watching Greg Riddick, I don't know, it's a different world in the clubhouse now than it was then. And I think understanding today's players, and I'm not trying to suggest every clubhouse is the same and every player is the same. Obviously, guys have different personalities and all that. But I think understanding today's players is a really important part, maybe the most important part of being a manager. And I think Mike understands that exceptionally well.
Yeah, no question about it. And, you know, it's weird because he has been here a while and we're all still kind of learning. And, you know, after a game like that, you know, you think, oh, what would I do? I'd probably be pretty pissed off. He usually goes the other way. You know, Schilte sometimes will get you. The Padres could win 6-1, and then he's more like he's in a weirder mood than he is after they blow one. It's weird.
There's a thing that I think is important to remember is that don't take what he says too literally. You know, all the time.
Yes.
Because again, he's not just. It's not that Kevin Acey or Dennis Lynn or AJ Cassavetes asks him a question and he answers it. Again, he's communicating to the fan base at large. He's communicating to his clubhouse. He's maybe even communicating to people in the Padre organization, you know, when he's saying things. It's not, you know, and I'm not trying to act like he's being dishonest. I don't think that's the case. But, you know, there's a method to the madness of what he's saying. He's very locked in on all this stuff. He's an expert communicator. And, you know, to take him like verbatim word for word in every literal sense every single day is probably going to miss the point sometimes.
Speaking of locked in, is there anything Jackson Merrill could do right now that would surprise you?
God,
I mean, if he had four home runs tonight, I go, yeah, that's Jackson Merrill. I mean, nothing is surprising me anymore. I expect him every time he goes up to do something great. Every time he's in the field, I'm expecting something great now, which is unfair. He's going to cool off. But, man, this kid is amazing.
It really is. He's out of control right now. And look, it goes back to the thing at the start of the season of, you know, when things are going well in baseball, you know, you kind of feel like you're never going to lose again. When things are going badly in baseball, you feel like you're never going to win again. And so you're right. Like at some point it'll return to orbit, at least to some degree, I would imagine. But I tell you what, all last year with Jackson Merrill, you know, and I'm sure I wasn't alone in this. It was kind of like, all right, like when is that rookie slump going to hit? You know, and it's like, oh, it's got to happen at some point, right? No one can keep up this pace their entire rookie year. And then I think it was the first game after the All-Star break. I think he struck out 3 times in Cleveland. They got shut out. And I was like, all right, in my head, I'm like, all right, maybe this is, you know, when it's finally going to come back down to earth. And then the next night he had 2-3 hits and took off again and never cooled the rest of the year. He's incredibly special. He's incredibly special. I think, you know, obviously the Padres have a couple of guys in Fernando and Manny who are going to be perennial MVP candidates and really have been when healthy in Fernando's case, when on the field in Fernando's case. I think Jackson Merrill is going to turn into one of those guys. You know, he is turning into one of those guys, someone of that caliber. And so if you're able to roll out 3 out of 9 guys most every night who are probably going to be top 5 MVP finishers, you got something special, and the Padres certainly do. I mean, he's exceeded every expectation I've had at every point. And now, as you said, it's kind of feeling like it's getting to this point where the expectations are sky high and he just keeps hitting them. It's an incredible thing to get to watch. You know, we were lucky enough to see Fernando burst onto the scene in 2019. You know, we didn't get to see Manny obviously in San Diego at the very beginning of his career, but this is what it was like, you know, when Machado got rolling with the Orioles, as a very young guy. So, I mean, it's another example and another reminder that we are in the golden era of Padre baseball. It's just so much fun.
Jesse hit the Incorporator before the first pitch last week. Let's see what you've got in store today. Woodsy, if you would.
I sent it to Paul because I can't pronounce it. And this is from
Consanguineous.
Oh, sorry. I talked over that. It's from our buddy Guzzinator in the chat. Hit it.
Consanguineous.
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 Consanguineous. Something to do with blood.
Yeah, related by
sanguine,
my blood.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
So from sanguine, sangre.
Relating to or denoting people descended from the same ancestor.
Consanguineous.
Okay, so like a bloodline thing.
A bloodline. Yeah. Perfect. Good luck.
It's going to be a funny word.
Yeah,
consanguineous.
That's pretty good.
All right.
Thank you, Goose. Thank you, Jesse. Have a good broadcast tonight. Dylan Cease on the bump, looking for a bounce back win.
Take care, guys.
See you, buddy.
Jesse Agler, voice of the Padres and the Incorporator here on Ben and Woods for now 5 or 6 years. It's been a while. I've lost track how long he's been incorporating.
Absolute legend.
Consanguineous.
Consanguineous. Oh, Gwyn. Consanguineous.
Dominic points out the Gwyn in there.
Could be a nice connection.
I don't know. Don't give Jesse any ideas.
I'm sure Jesse has ideas.
Got some injury updates for you. Oh. Good and bad. Oh. Good.
Good injury update? Yeah.
Yeah. And then, bad.
Can we talk about the timing of those last night?
Yeah.
Randomly?
That is coming up when we return. Final hour of Ben and Woods. Round of report ahead as well. Stay tuned to San Diego's number one sports station and meat station, 97.3 The Fan.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.